This is Daf HaShavua. This is Shir number 2 for Daf Lamed Ches. And Ksuvos, we're on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, 12 lines down from the top, at the words Ela Omar Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara is a little bit confusing. We're going to learn the Gemara like many learn Rashi, or the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But let's remind ourselves of the Gemara that the previous Gemara. We had the pasuk Kol Cheirem. Kol Cheirem Asher Yacharam Min Hadam Lo Yipodeh Mos Yumos. What did that pasuk seems to be extra? Because that pasuk seems to be teaching me the same thing as the pasuk that says Lo Sikhu Kofer Lenefesh Rotzeach Asher Hura Shalamos. Two psukim seem to be saying that you can't pay your way out of Misa. If you chayiv Misa, you can't say, I'm going to pay and then I want to get out of it. That's what both psukim seem to be teaching you. So Gemara went through several lines of explaining why I need the pasuk of Kol Cheirem in addition to the pasuk of Lo Sikhu Kofel Lenefesh Rotzeach. So what the Gemara is doing now is it's shifting a little bit, at least the way Rashi understands the Gemara. And the Gemara is saying as follows. You know what? It's true that Kol Cheirem does and can teach me Kol Cheirem, anytime you're condemned, Lo Yipadeh, you can't redeem yourself from money, most you must, you're going to die. That teaches me you can't pay your way out of Misa. The pasuk Lo Sikhu Kofel Lenefesh Rotzeach, there's no kofer sheru rashalamus when there's misa. That pasuk can be teaching me kam lebe deravimine. The same idea that you can't, not exact same idea, but the idea is that when there's a misa from Beis Din, you're not going to have to pay any compensation. The Gemara now wants to know if that pasuk teaches me kam lebe deravimine, then what do you need lo yehason for? I have two psukim teach me the same thing. Our famous kam lebe deravimine pasuk. So that's what the Gemara is doing now. Ela ama rami bar chama itzrich. I need both psukim. Why? Saka da dechamina. I would have thought hani mili hecha desimi es ein over haragoba. I would have said, you know where kam lebe deravimine applies? Where you punch someone, let's say in the eye, you blind someone, and it's through that same blow of hitting him in the eye that killed him. So then I understand that you would be exempt from the payment because the misa and the payment came from the same exact punch. But let's say you blinded his eye and you end up killing him with a different punch. So maybe I would say, Ema Nishko Mamonamine, maybe you'd have to pay for that. So that's why I need two psukim. Veloye Ason, that's the regular Noshionesh, that's the regular Pasuk Kamlebi Derabimine, where it's one action that ended up killing him and there was potential compensation as well for the injury. And the other Pasuk, Lo Sikhu Kofer, teaches the Kamlebi Derabimine applies even where the Misa came from one blow and the injury and the compensation from another blow. Says the Gemara, I don't think I need that. So again, the Gemara asked, Saka da dachamina hanami lehecha disime esein of harago ba, avalecha disime esein of harago ba devar acher, emonishkol mamonamine, they would have to pay. Amale Rava, no hanami me iduch tana de bechiskia nafka. There's another teaching of bechiskia, besides the one that you remember that compares Shogate to Mezid, the tana bechiskia, ayin tachas ayin, velo ayin v'nefesh, Tachas Ayin. Let's take a look at Rashi and see what the Gemara is saying here. Rashi says a little bit less than halfway down, Velo Ayin v'nefesh tachas Ayin, minei kai molon b'hachovel. It's from this pasuk that we derive in Perek HaChovel, the eighth Perek of Bava Kama, Dayin tachas Ayin lav mamish. That Ayin tachas Ayin should not be taken literally. We don't really take an eye for an eye, but rather you pay compensation for injury. Diyama, now why does the Gemara know that from that pasuk? So diyamit mamish, if you're going to say it means literal, dilma maybe bahadi desamin leene, maybe when we take this person's eye as a punishment for him blinding his friend, maybe mayis, maybe he'll die. And then we'll end up taking a lot more from him. We've taken an eye and a life in place of an eye. And since you can't control that, you don't know, could be he's going to bleed out from blinding this guy's eye, even though the one who got injured did not die from having his eye blinded. So that's why ayin tachasayin can't be literal. Now, what happens to be a consequence of that, drasha, is the following. Miu, shamina minei, what do we derive from there as well? Dilotavid beitarti, that we don't do two things to a person, exactly what we said. You punched out his eye, you blinded him, we can't do two things. We can't take your eye and your life. Loshna meis bosa maka, loshna lo meis. And it makes no difference. The simple reading of the pasuk is, you can't take a person a life and an eye, you can't take from them. Those are two different things, and it makes no difference whether the life is for the for this injury or for a different injury. We don't take life and compensation and injury. We don't take two things. So that's, if that's true, then I already know that you're not going. I would never think that if you punch the guy in two different places, one ended up killing him and the other ended up taking his eye or injuring him, that you, I would never have a havamina that come lebi d'rabbanan, it doesn't apply. I never would have a havamina that you would have to pay compensation there. So therefore, I'm back to the same question. I have lo sikhu kofer and of lo yason. What do I need two psukim for kam lebi d'rabbanan? Say elam ravashi itzrich. You need both. Why? Salka d'adachamina ho'il v'chidishu shechid chetor b'knas afal gav d'miktim l'shalem. We've had this before. Knas, penalty, is a chidish. It's not compensation. It's not injury where there's a decrease in a person's value. It's a penalty. It's a knas. So I would have thought maybe that kama b'derabene does not exempt you from knas. There is an opinion that says that it doesn't actually. But according to what the Gemara is saying now, it kama b'derabene applies equally to knas as it does to tashlumin. I would have thought maybe miktel, even though afal gav de miktel, even though you're going to be killed, mishalim you have to pay anyway. Kamash malan. That's why at least I need another pasuk. I have the pasuk lo yason to teach me the regular rule kama b'derabene applies to cases of Misa and Tashlumin, and I have Lo Sichu Kofer to teach me that it applies to cases of Misa and Knas. I will Rabba though the Amar Chidashu Shechidsha Torah B'Knas Afal Gav the Miktel Mishalim. But according to Rabba, who indeed holds that way, that Tashlumin and Knas are treated differently, and Kamla B'Drabbanei does not apply to Knas. So according to that, Hi, Kol Cherem, my Ovale. Now that's a little bit strange. Where did Kol Cherem come from? So, what the Gemara is doing now, and this is part of the confusing part of how to learn this Gemara, the Gemara is doing now is the following. The Gemara is really saying, I agree with you. I understand perfectly that, Kol Cherem is there, that Kol Cherem is now extra. Why? Because I have Anoshi Anesh indeed is teaching me Loya Son Anoshi Anesh. That's the din of Kavle Midramani. The Pasuk Lo Sikhu Kofil and Evesh Ron Seach. That is really the Pasuk that's there to teach me that you can't pay your way out of a Misa. So now Kol Cherem is extra. Kol Cherem is extra. What do I do with Kol Cherem? So ask the Gemara, what do I do with Kol Cherem? So Savallah Kitana Kama de Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. He holds like the Tana Kama of that statement of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. If you remember the Gemara earlier, look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Ketana Kama, Vidarish Le Beomer Erko Shel Yotze Lehare Galai. The Tana Kama had held that in such a case, against the opinion of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Tana Kama held that if someone is taking out to be executed and you say, his Erech is upon me to give to the Beis HaMikdash, since Erech is a, even though Erech is a fixed value, nonetheless, the person has no value. And that's what Kol Cherem teaches me, that Kol Cherem, a person is condemned, lo yipadeh, there because he's most you must, lo yipadeh, he has no value, you don't have to pay anything to the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not a case of demealai, even though it's a fixed value, even a person who's executed, who's about to be executed, doesn't even have a fixed value. Begin the Mishnah, Nara shenis arshon is garsha, have a girl, she's an Ara, and she's and therefore potentially they could be Knas if she's a Basula. And indeed, Nisarsin, she had an Erisin, so there was no Bia, there was no Nisuin. Nisgashin, she's divorced. So now someone rapes her. Is there a payment of Knas? So here's a machlokis between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, ain't no Knas. There is no payment of Knas, and we'll have to see from a Pasuk why. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh la Knas. There is Knas, but u Knas la Atzma. But instead of the Knas going to the father, it goes to her. So the Gemara asks like this, my time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reason? Now, in fact, both Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva derive their halachos from the same phrase. The pasuk says regarding rape, kimtza ish nara bisula ashalo arasa v'svasav shachavima v'nimtza uts pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse. So the key phrase there is asherlo arasa. This is a nara. She's a bisula, and she didn't have erisin. So Amar Kra, my time Rabbi said, Amar Kra ashalo arasa ho arasa. That implies had she had erisin at some point, and lo knas. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglizi's source. Rabbi Akiva, how are you going to learn from there that there is Knas? So watch, Rabbi Akiva, Asher lo arasa le'avia. As the pasuk says, the girl is a nah, doesn't have erisin. She's a nara, etc. Nara basula. There's knas. You know where the knas goes? Goes to the father. That implies ho arasa. Had she had erisin at some point, latzma, the knas is going to her. Doesn't mean that there's no knas, but just means that the knas goes to her and not to the father. Ask the Gemara. According to Rabbi Akiva, if that's the way I'm going to learn these psukim, then I have a lot of questions. The pasuk speaks about anara, and that means not a bogeris. Should I say that, anara has kanas that goes to the father? Had she been a bogeris 12 and a half or older, there is kanas, it just goes to her and not to the father. Or better, the pasuk says she's a basula. If that means if she's a ba'ula, there is no knas. No, maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means when she's a psula, there is knas to the father. When she's a ba'ula, there's knas to the father. There's knas to her, rather. When she's a psula, goes to the father. When she's a ba'ula, goes to her. It's clearly not so. Ask the Gemara. Elamiyata, with that logic, nara, hachinami, velo bogeres, but dila atzma, meaning what? If she's a bogeres, it goes to her. And besula, velo ba'ula, hachinami de la atzma. There's going to be knas when she's a ba'ula or when she's a bogeres. It's just going to go to her and not to the father. No, ela legamri. We know that's not true. We know the pasuk means there's no knas at all for a bogeres or a ba'ula. Hachinami legamri. So why wouldn't you say the same thing regarding arusin? It says asher lo arasa. Sounds like only when there had not been erisin is there knas. Had she had erisin at some point, there's no knas at all. Not that there's knas, but it goes to her. Amalach Rabbi Akiva. Now I'll tell you what I need asher lo arasa for. Now, just before we get into this brisa, we're going to see that Rabbi Akiva is going to contradict himself. The Gemara is going to raise this later. We're going to bring this up in the next year. But Rabbi Akiva is basically here going to show us that there is knas, and he's going to learn that there is knas based on a special limud, as we'll see in the Gemara. But he's going to be saying that the knas actually not only exists for this girl, but even though she had erisin, but it goes to the father and not to her. So we'll have to address that. But either way, this brisa certainly elaborates upon the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Since Avdach Rabbi Akiva, Hailo Aras and Mibay Lilchetetanya, that phrase is needed for the following brisa. And therefore, it can't come to exclude, let's say, the Nara. Rather, it can't exclude the girl who had Erisin, and to say that there's no Knas, because it's not available for that. It's needed for Gzer Shava. Here we go. Says the Brisa. Lichetetanya, Asher lo arasa. Prat lenara, shenis arasam, nisgarsha. Shein lo knas. Div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay? That we know already. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Yesh lo knas. And watch this, Brisa. Uknas lo avia. And the knas even goes to the father. And Rabbi Akiva explains his logic. Vahadinosein. Now, he's going to tell you the logic why she has knas and it goes to the father. He obviously has to use asher lo arasa for something, because that seems to imply that there is no knas, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned. But here, before we get to that, he's going to explain the logic. Vahadinosein. Ho il vav hiyazakai b'chesef kidusheha, vav hiyazakai b'chesef knasa, just like the father has the privilege, has the right to her, kesef kidushin, he's allowed to marry her off when she's in Ara, and she has the right, and he also has the right, as we know, to the knas money in general. So we can make the following analogy. Ma kesef kidushin afal pishin is arisim nizgar shalavia, just like kesef kidushin, even if a girl had once had erisim and she was divorced, the father still can marry her off and the kesef kidushin goes to him. So af kesef knasa, you would say the same thing. Afal pishin is arisim nizgar shalavia, even though she had erisim and gerushin, that kesef knas goes to the father too. I am Cain Ma Tama Lamar Shelo Arasa. Lo Arasa seems, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili, to imply that there's no Knas at all. It's only when there was not Erisin ever that there's Knas, but there was Erisin once upon a time, there shouldn't be any Knas. How does Rabbi Akiva defend himself against that phrase? So he says, Mufne. No, that phrase, Asher lo arasa, is extra. It's free. Lahakish lo, to compare to it, v'lo dun him enu gzera shava. And they'll make the following gzera shava. Ne'mar kan, Asher lo arasa, when it comes to a girl who was raped, it says, uses the phrase, Asher lo arasa. Ne'mar lahalon, Asher lo arasa, and says it when it comes to seduction as well. Ma kan chamishu. We've done this comparison regarding another phrase. Kesef yishkol kamor habasulos. You may remember. Ma kan chamishim. Just like I know it says 50 shekel. It says 50 when it comes to rape. Aflahalan Chamishim. So too, when it comes to seduction, even though it doesn't mention 50, I know it's 50 to the father. Umalahalan Shkalim. And just like over there, it says Kefset Shkol by seduction, I know it's Shekel. Afkan Shkalim. So too, here, when it comes to rape, even though it says 50, I don't know what kind of coins I borrow from, I learn from seduction that it's really Shkalim. So that's why Asher Lo Aras is not available to exclude this Nara who had Erisin from Knas, because I need it for this Gzera Shava. It's extra to see this Gzera Shava. And therefore there is Knas, and Knas even, according to this Rabbi Akiva at least, goes to the father. Aye, Rabbi Akiva, you want to compare rape and seduction? Why do you need to compare it with the phrase Asher Lo Arasa? The words Besula and the words Nara are in both cases as well. Why not do the following? Rabbi Akiva, my chaz is to Asher Lo Arasa, L'Gzera Shava, and Ubesula L'Muti Be'ula. Why would you say, oh, the Gzera Asher Lo Arasa, that's to teach me the Gzera Shava, and therefore it's not available to exclude the Arusa from Knas, woman who had had Erisin from Knas. And Besula excludes Be'ula, so there's no Knas for Uvula. Maybe do the other way, top of the next Amud. Ema Besula the Gzera Shava. Compare Besula, that if for Gzera Shava, and guess what? That would mean that a Be'ula would still have Knas, because Besula is not available to exclude a Be'ula, because it's being used for the Gzera Shava. And Mashelo Arasa, Pra'la Nara Shanisasa, Niskasha. Maybe that phrase should be used to exclude the Nara who had Erisin and Gerishin. That should be no Knas. Why would you use one over the other? So the Gemara, a little back and forth, says, Mistabra, at first glance, Asher Lo Arasa, L'Gzera Shava, Sharei Ani Kori Ba Nara Besula. So the Gemara says, at first glance, you know what? It really makes more sense to use Asher Lo Arasa for the Gzera Shava. And why? Because, after all, we call such a woman, Asher Lo Arasa, a Nara Besula. Not so clear, Shorim, have a not so clear why the Gemara makes such an assumption. A simple way to say is that, well, the Pasuk says, Nara Besula, Shalo Arasa. So maybe the Havamin is, no, Nara Besula is there to teach me the real halacha, Besula da Bula, and Asher Lo Arasa, that is the extra phrase that's there for Gzera Shava. But the Gemara says right away, Adarava, maybe just the opposite, Besula the Gzera Shava. Maybe that's really the Gzera Shava. Sharani Karabar Shalo Arasa, the class. Classic Besula, right? I would say about the classic Besula, she's also Lo Arasa. She doesn't have Erisin. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why it makes more sense to derive Besula and not Be'ula and use Asher Lo Arasa for the Gzera Shava. Mistabra, why? It's logical to say that the girl who originally had Erisin is someone who should have a Knas. And the girl who is a Be'ula should not have a Knas. Meaning, once I can learn either one, I have Besula available for Gzera Shava, Asher Lo Arasa available. We're not sure how to use them. Which should be learned, should teach me this and not that, and which is used for the Gzera Shava. So the Gemara says it's more logical to say that the Be'ula, Besula excludes Be'ula. Why? Because Ha'ishtani Gufa, because the Be'ula, her body has changed. As opposed to the Halonashtani Gufa, the one who had Erisin, her body has not changed. She may have a different status after having Erisin. She's divorced now, but the body did not change at all. And therefore, it makes more sense to derive that Besula excludes Be'ula, and therefore Asher Lo Arasa is there for the Gzera Shava, and is not available then to exclude a girl who's had Erisin. And that's why Rabbi Akiva has the right to learn that there indeed is a Knas for this girl. Who does it go to? According to this Brisa, it goes to the father. According to our Rabbi Akiva, it goes to her.